That brings us to today's No Sweat News, the bizarre stories of the day put together into one newscast so you can win the No Sweat News quiz.
Three Doors Down tickets.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
David, do you know what the word dapper means?
That means someone who, they bathe. Mm-hmm. They, you know, maybe they put a little hair gel in the hair. They clean up.
Neat and trim of appearance.
That's what I'm talking
maybe
about.
Maybe a snappy dresser.
Yeah. George Clooney is very dapper.
Yes. Well, we take you to upstate New York, where Walker's suit store, men's clothing, haberdashery, if you will.
Okay.
Men's clothing store Walker's does a promotion every year where they send a random kid to school in a tuxedo.
Ooh.
Some idiot online didn't know what the word dapper was and reported the kid as a potential school shooter when he wrote on his Facebook profile, "Tomorrow's going to be a dapper day at school." The kid they chose took a picture of himself in a tux and said, "Tomorrow's going to be a dapper day at school."
Okay, lines up with a kid who's just getting dressed up to go to
school.
Some
stupid idiot saw the thing online, thought dapper sounded ominous, and called it in. Now, I am all for the see something, say something. If you see something, you should say something. But please, can we not be stupid?
Well, if you don't know what a word is, it's called the Google machine.
10 seconds.
And yeah, what you do is you type it into your Google machine.
Mm-hmm.
You hit search,
yeah.
Right? They provide answers. If you don't know what the meaning of dapper is, I suggest you look it up.
Dapper. It's going to be a dapper day at school.
How do you not? How are you a grown person and not know what dapper means,
I know,
by the way?
I know. Dateline Pennsylvania for story number two. Glenn Flory is our idiot criminal of the week. He went into a bank just earlier this month and he robbed the damn bank using a note. The note said, quote, "Just give me the money and nothing else will happen." And then he signed his real name.
Oh.
On the note.
Ah, big mistake there, pal.
Mm, Glenn Flory. Signed, Glenn Flory.
Glenn.
Yeah.
Glenn, is he? There's a reason why they wear ski masks and they sign with fake names.
Guess how they identified the guy?
The signature.
That's exactly how.
Of his name.
You big idiot.
That he didn't change at all.
Dumbest human on the face of the planet.
Glenn, stop crime right now.
Signed.
It's just not for you.
He signed his banknote, dude. What the hell?
He wanted the credit. You know, so certain people always want the credit.
Give me all the money and no one will get hurt. Sincerely, Carl Kraft. What?
I think Carl Kraft just robbed a bank.
How did they get me? I can't figure it out.
You signed it.
You
signed the note.
Now, we take you to Sheboygan, Wisconsin for our third and final story, and there is a mystery serial toilet clogger on the loose.
That could be me. I'm not going to lie. I've been going number two a lot lately.
Well, this serial toilet clogger is quite the head stumper.
Okay.
It's not some sort of epic toilet use that clogs the toilet over and over.
Oh, good.
And it's not that someone is stuffing all kinds of toilet paper down the toilet.
Oh.
Someone has been shoving a 20-ounce soda bottle in the toilet pipe. Shoving it down in there, getting their hand wet and everything. In a public bathroom.
What?
Ew.
You are an absolute lunatic if you're doing things like that.
To make matters even more interesting, it's been happening in the ladies' room.
Ladies?
A women's bathroom 29 times has been the receiver of a 20-ounce soda bottle.
This is insanity.
It's absolutely insane. Cops don't have any solid leads.
Leads? Did you say leads? We got a whole crying unit on that.
Yes, exactly.
No, this is insane. Who would? What kind of animal, dare I say, would do this?
Some woman is going into the ladies' bathroom and sticking a 20-ounce soda bottle down the toilet. 29. That's a lot of soda bottles. 29 times. They haven't been able to catch the person.
That's disgusting.
Isn't that nuts?
That's why the ladies should just only use that bidet thing.
It's crazy.
That's the women toilet, right?
Well, it's more the bidet.
I don't really know how it works.
It's like
we'll probably get fired if you explain it to me.
It's like
looks like a water fountain.
It's like a water fountain for lady parts.
I'm still a little confused. Maybe off the air you should explain
it to me.
Ladies,
it's like a water fountain for ladies' parts. They sit on it and you press the button and...
Well, I'm just saying, you can't clog a bidet the last time I checked. See? Once in a while, a broken clock is right twice a day, Carl.
Dave, you're right. I mean, you'd have to be pretty big. I'm talking orca-sized. This one time in band camp. back when I was in the men's choir. And
you're right.
Billy, ever see a grown man naked?
That is today's No Sweat News.
Oh, my God.
And I, for one, am better off for hearing it.
I feel dirty.
And that's one. We'll see you on whatever day we do it for the No Sweat News quiz.